Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Travis here. Today, Sunday. What a great day to be alive. Sunday, November the 25th. Another day that the Lord has made. I'm glad that I'm above ground. What about you? I like to try to kill myself with that Thanksgiving dinner. I hope you had a good one. I hope you're overcoming it. Many of you just getting out of church are still in church. Maybe you didn't go to church today. Maybe you just worshiped there in your home. No matter. As long as we spend some time with the Lord, have attitudes of gratitude, then I think it'll be okay. Today I want to talk to you about banishing doubt, stopping procrastination, and going for your best body. Now, not later. Now. We don't want to wait. It's so easy, so very easy to get lulled into sleepiness. It's so easy to get lulled into procrastination, putting off your goals, putting off your dreams, putting off your aspirations. It's so easy to put them off until tomorrow. Many times what causes procrastination is doubt. That's what we're going to talk about. Why would I do this today, noon? Well, Sunday is one of those days that I have an opportunity to try to catch up on emails. And one of the things that means the most to me, means the very most to me, is the emails that I get and I finally get to get caught up with and read, and people engaging with me, care enough about me, respect me enough to ask my advice, to ask me what I would do, to ask me how I did it. That means the world to me, and I love when I can spend some time going through these emails and even returning some of them, and it means a lot. But one of the common themes that I read and that I pick up on and that resonates with me because I've been there too is the feelings of doubt, self-doubt, doubting the plan, doubting whether you can do this or not, doubting whether you can lose the weight. Many times those doubts come from you tried. You tried more than once even, but you weren't successful. You didn't have the success that you wanted to have. Did not have the success you wanted to have. So you start doubting yourself. I talk to a lot of people who say, Travis, I don't doubt the plan. I don't doubt the plan of action that we talk about in these classes. I don't doubt any of that. But I doubt myself. I feel better when I do the plan, when I have those perfect days. I actually feel a lot better, Travis. But I just can't seem to stick to it. The temptation gets to me. I don't have the support at home that I need. I just seem to do the same. I seem to self-sabotage over and over and over and over again. Self-sabotage. And I just doubt that I'll ever put it together. I doubt that I'll do it. I doubt that I'll get it done. And then I read those emails that I know that I won't be able to do it. Not this time of year. The holidays are upon us. I heard one of our teachers yesterday say on a live video, said it's just one day. We act like Thanksgiving, the festivities begin at Thanksgiving and do not end until January the 1st. There's a lot of days in between Thanksgiving and Christmas and the family gatherings and things like that. What if you did your best on the days that weren't those family gathering days, that weren't Christmas, that weren't Thanksgiving, weren't the work party or whatever you're having? What if you just did your best in between those days and you didn't gain any of the weight back that you've already lost? Or you don't gain any weight between now and January and have to get off new weight or old weight again. I'm sorry. Think about that. You got all these things that you doubt. I want to read you something today. Doubt is trouble. And I'll probably read this quote several times. Francis Ridley, doubt indulged soon becomes doubt realized. I'll read that again. Doubt indulged. If you indulge in your doubt, then the things that you doubt will soon come to pass, will soon happen just the way you foreseen, just the way you thought. By the way, I don't know who's out there. If you want to call in today, I'd love to have you call in. You can ask questions. You might just want to give a praise report. Whatever it is, you can call in anonymously. Or you can state your name. The number is 929-477-1287. Folks ask me all the time, do you do one-on-ones? I say, I do, but I have to charge you for those things. Why don't you just come to live class? Well, here's another opportunity to call in and get a one-on-one. You don't even have to tell me who you are, but it might benefit our audience. Just call in 929-477-1287. Guest call in is 929-477-1287. Never know, I might send you a t-shirt. John chapter 20, verse 24 through 29. John 20, chapter 20, verse 24 through 29. Now Thomas, yeah, we're going to talk about doubting Thomas, everybody. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. See, some of the disciples had already seen Jesus after his resurrection, but Thomas had not. So the other disciples told Thomas, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." Now keep in mind, the Lord done told him what he was going to do. Excuse me. He done told him what he was going to do. All of them had a little doubt, I guess. But he done told him what he was going to do. Now, the disciples, other than Thomas, had already seen him. And they're telling Thomas, hey, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. We've seen it. We bear witness of it. We bear witness of it. Got a caller coming in. I'll answer the call in just a minute. Hang on with me for just a minute. We've seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see his hands myself, the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." So there's a lot to unpack there. I'll get to our caller in just a minute. Bear with me just another minute. There's a lot to unpack there. We won't unpack it all before I take this call. But understand there was some time that passed while the disciples who seen Jesus was already wallowing in their joy that the Christ, the King, had been resurrected. But then there's time that passed while Thomas is still doubting. He's still doubting. He missed out on a lot of good stuff in that time that he was doubting. We'll get to more of that in a little bit. You got to stop doubting. Doubt indulged soon becomes doubt realized. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, who have I got with me today, if you don't mind telling
Wendy.
Me? Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I actually was looking to see if you could give me a little input.
Absolutely. I'll do my best.
I have lost over 160 pounds, a little bit over. And this is over a period of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last, say, 3 months, I have been gaining and losing this same 10 pounds. I still have about 30 or so more to go. And I have no idea why I keep doing this to myself. And I'm making myself crazy.
Well, you're talking to the right person because I'm a little crazy too. I appreciate you calling in. And Wendy, I know a little bit about your story, but first of all, let's talk about what you've accomplished, because I know that you know this. That's insanely good. It takes an insane amount of drive, an insane amount of determination. Everybody listening, Wendy's lost 160 pounds. Lots of people can lose 10 pounds, 15, 20 pounds, and put it back on. But not everybody can lose 160 pounds and keep it off, and she's done that. Now, what she's saying is she's reached a plateau. She's come to a place in her journey where she's reached a plateau. She still wants to lose 30 more pounds, and it seems like she's gaining, losing the same 10 over and over. So, Wendy, I got some questions. Is it because you hit the plateau, or are you finding that you're having more holidays than you used to have?
I'm having more holidays. I'm self-sabotaging myself, like what you're talking about. I know I'm doing it, and I know that I have had the stamina and the willpower to get to this point. So I know that it's there. I just don't understand why I can't tap into it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, well, first of all, we're going to go back to the basics. There's one or two reasons that people start hitting these plateaus, and it could be the first one, which is that your body is adjusting. Your baseline metabolic rate is coming down because you've lost 160 pounds. But that's not what you're saying it is. You still got 30 to lose.
Right, it's me. I'm doing it.
You're sabotaging some. So
yes.
We're going to go back around and we're going to talk about your why. So when you started, you had a why.
I did.
You had a reason for getting started. Was it more about you were disgusted with yourself, or was it more about I got to change for health reasons, or was it more, oh, I want to be able to go to the beach, feel comfortable in my own skin? What really drove you in the beginning?
I have two special needs kids. You've talked to me before.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two special needs kids, and at 350 pounds, I could barely bend over to give them baths. I could not chase them around. I could not pick them up. I could not walk around the store without holding on to a buggy because it hurt my back. I need to live as long as I can, as healthy as I can. And now I'm able to do all these things, to do them. I have stamina. I have energy. I've never felt better. I've been overweight my entire life. I'm smaller now than I was when I was a kid. But I feel like I'm failing because I'm not able to get this last bit off and be done with it. I'd like to be done and be in maintenance, but I keep doing this to myself. Days get hard, things happen, and I let go, and I eat something I shouldn't or eat. Most of the time, I'm not really eating things I shouldn't. I'm eating more of it than I should.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like, I'm eating things that are acceptable.
Yeah, I did that too. I went through a phase where it wasn't what I was eating. I wasn't eating the same junk I used to eat. I ate a lot of the foods that were approved, but I would eat way too much of those foods. And you're doing that. You know you shouldn't be doing that, but you're doing it for a reason. What's the reason? What comfort is that giving you when you engage in that behavior? What momentary peace is it giving you?
I don't know. I think it just calms my nerves, because it's like when we're having, you know, problems with the kids and things are going on and things are hard, because they're quite frequently hard, you know. I mean,
right.
Not always. There are days when like, you know, my kids are playing whack-a-mole and I don't get a lot of sleep. And so on those days, that's really bad because my kids get up at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning and they go up and down. Like one will get up, they'll wake the other one up, then this one goes back to sleep, and this one's up. And so there are sometimes days strung together, 3 or 4 days, where I've only gotten, say, 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Right.
And my husband is a truck driver. So he's not at home. I'm with, and I homeschool because of health reasons. I'm with my kids 24/7, with the exception of 2 hours twice a week that I go to the gym. My mother-in-law comes over and she watches my children 2 hours twice a week. We have therapists that come in, but they, you know, I'm still there and I'm still working with the other one while the therapist has, you know, the other one. So, I mean, I'm very, you know, I'm very kind of locked in. And so, I mean, I think it's just I do believe it's a mental comfort thing. It's some kind of thing that's making me feel like I'm getting some kind of something, like a reward maybe, or something. That's all I can figure is that I think I'm rewarding myself, which actually is not, because then I like go through my own mental torture because I've sabotaged myself again.
Well, here's the thing. You've said a couple of things since we've been on this call that are total opposite. So I'm going to point it out to you. So first of all, when you got on the call, you said, I can't get rid of these last pounds, and it's making me freaking crazy.
It is. I'm driving myself crazy because I'm doing this to myself, and I know I'm doing it, and then I'm
not
like torturing myself.
It's not you driving yourself crazy. Let me reverse engineer with you. You're saying, it's making me crazy, Travis. But I just got this out of you, too. I guess I'm rewarding myself, and it calms me. So, in fact, what your brain, what your subconscious and conscious is battling over is, okay, because that's what's going on here. In the church, they say the spirit versus the flesh. In behavior modification, they say the conscious versus the subconscious. You're making yourself crazy because you've got this feeling that the thing that's calming you is actually calming you and giving you some momentary comfort, and it's a reward when really, you begin with the end in mind, it's making you crazy. It's not worth it. My whole point is it's never worth it. So how do you avoid that? If it really is a reward for you, and here's the thing, and don't take this wrong now, Wendy. If I'm wrong, I could be off. But here's what I see with caretakers, people that have to take care of others a lot. And please don't take this wrong.
I'm not easily offended.
Don't, because I don't mean it, and it may offend somebody listening, but this is it. I talk to people all the time that have a servant's heart, are in a place where they have to serve, whether they're seeing about children that are sick, ill, parents that are sick, ill, they have to serve. They're giving all the time. The love tank runs dry, and what are you going to do for some escape? What are you going to do for some comfort? Well, some people turn to drugs. Some people turn to alcohol. You turn to food. You're a good person. You got to be in your right mind tomorrow to keep taking care of people. So you turn to the one thing that's socially acceptable, that offers you some comfort that you can afford. And it does. It offers all of us some comfort. But it's a trick. It's a trick. That comfort that you're getting from that, overindulging in some food that you can have but you're just having too much, or overindulging in some food you can't have, is such a momentary comfort that it ends up giving you more pain, emotional, physical, than is worth it. What you have to do, too, is you've done so well. There's no doubt in my mind that you have grown somewhat complacent in that you are.
That's what I kind of thought. Yeah. That I felt like I've maybe got some comfort point. Sorry.
Based on the numbers you gave me, you started at around 350 pounds.
Yes.
Now, see, I don't know how tall you are. I'm 6'3", and I was over 300. I was in pain. There's no doubt in my mind that you carrying around 350 pounds, you was in some pain.
Yes.
And you got going and you got momentum and you slayed this thing, but you're not in the same pain that you were in that got you started.
Right.
And now you're a little more comfortable. But I want to scare you right now, because the odds are, if you can't find your mojo, if you can't find it again, it's a good call. It's a good that you called in. If you can't find it again, if you can't find the fire, if you can't find a level of disgust about where you're at now, if you can't find enough pain about where you are now, I promise you, and I'm not trying to hurt you, I promise you, in a year or less, you'll be back at 350. It takes great courage to reach out. And what I want to do is tell you, there's a good pain right there. If you're not pursuing your best body, you're not pursuing more health, more happiness, more energy, you're going backwards. There is no holding the line. Your weight and your level of fitness is never going to stay exactly where it's at today. You're either going up or you're going down. Now, you can't keep going down. At some point, you have to get to a weight that you're happy with and then get more fit, you know.
Right.
But you got to scare yourself, sis. You're gonna have to shake yourself. I'm just telling you the truth, and it's out of love because I've worked with tens of thousands of people, and there are days I say, "What am I doing?" Because almost everybody gains it back. Why do they gain?
I'd rather stop eating. No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying I won't ever. I'm just saying that if somebody said you could stop eating for the rest of your life and just be here where you're at or go back to where you were and eat anything you want, I'd rather stop altogether.
Yeah, and I know you had, but that's your spirit talking. Your spirit's willing. That flesh is weak. So I'm going to tell you what you got to do, Wendy. You got to do it. You're going to have to do some new vision casting. You're going to have to forget all about what you've accomplished. It was good that you accomplished it. That old you is no more. That person's gone. She's not here anymore. You killed her off. Good. You're the new Wendy. But now you need new, fresh goals. And with all that you've got on you, it may be hard to set aside some me time, but you need an hour a day of me time. Go walk. Do something. Get up and get some exercises. You need me to send you some exercises that you can start with, I'll do that. But you're going to have me time. I'm not talking about couch potato time, but you're going to have some me time where you can somehow put some wind in your sails, some love back in your tank, even if nobody else is. And I'm sure somebody is, but you got to.
Yeah, I hope so. When he's home, he's just not there all the time.
Right. And that's hard. It's hard. You got a load on you, but life is hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I wanted to tell you, there is not a thing that you could say to me that would offend me, because I know where you're coming from. You're coming from a good place. I have seen your heart since I've been part of this, and there is nothing that you could say to me that I'm going to take wrong, because I understand where it's coming from.
I appreciate that, Wendy. You've been a stalwart in our little community. And you've blessed a lot of people, and I know you're going to keep blessing people, but I'm going to pray for you, because I didn't know that you were struggling mentally as much as you are right now, and we all go through that. But I pray that you get some momentum back. Get some momentum.
Go with that last 30
like it's that 160, like you just got to have it. You got to have it. And
well, my
just
sister joined, so she's going to help me too, because I bought her a membership for Christmas.
Awesome. Well, Sasha and I are starting a challenge this week. I don't know if you do challenges.
Yes,
much.
I do. I want to do the Christmas challenge, the 3-week challenge.
Yeah, Sasha and I was going to be me and Jason, but I think he's got some other things he's got to deal with, so it's going to be me and Sasha. So pray for Sasha. She's a little nervous about joining me on the broadcast, but we're going to have some fun with it. And maybe that can be an opportunity for you to get some momentum.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it. And you were spot on about a lot of about almost everything you said. I mean, I think I don't know that you missed anything.
Get fired up, and Wendy, you're great. I just hope you believe it. You've accomplished something that most will never do. You did it. Don't forget that. Don't let the devil talk you out of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a blessed day, and I always pray for you guys.
Hey, we need it. We need it, and we appreciate you. We appreciate all of you. God bless you, Wendy.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know about you all, but man, do I appreciate it when people call in with courage, put themselves out there, because we're all a part of the same body. We're all a part of the same body, the body of Christ. I tell people all the time, they say, I don't need this to lose weight. You probably don't. You probably don't. Go for it. But here's what I can say. If you've been dealing with your weight issues for a long time, and you say, I don't need this, I can do it by myself. Well, what stopped you up to now? If you could do it by yourself, wouldn't you have already done it? I don't know about you, but I need to be a part of other people. I need to see myself. See, I seen myself just then in Wendy. I seen myself. I remember the plateaus that I hit. I remember after a back surgery, I won't ever forget. I think this is what Wendy's dealing with a little bit. I'd accomplished something. I even become known for the accomplishment. And that helps because now you're identified with losing that weight and it becomes a self-fulfilling kind of thing. You're going to keep that weight off because people identify you with the weight you've lost, your teachings you teach. But I had back surgery and I've been staying around 218 to 220. For years, teaching what was called Thrive Weight Loss at the time. And I had a back surgery. It was an emergency type of surgery. And I had a back surgery, and it was within a couple of months, 2-3 months, not being able to do what I normally did, not the same activity level, some other issues going on in my life. I started turning to food again, And before I knew it, 240, 242, 244. And I remember like almost like Wendy sounded there when I said, you're going to gain that back if you ain't careful. I said that because I've been there. I'm telling y'all, I was a month or two away from being right back where I was because I had turned right back to the comfort, the momentary comfort that food offers, but it's momentary. That's why I'm such a big advocate of journaling. I journal daily. You should too. I don't just write my foods down. I write down where Travis has been, where Travis is, and where Travis is headed. With no doubt, I'm not going to spend a lot of time in self-doubt. Been there, done that, doesn't work. Certainly, if you believe in yourself, you have unwavering belief in yourself. Some people will say, how arrogant. But I'll tell you this, been there, done that. I know that self-doubt leads me down a path where I don't accomplish anything. I'm miserable and making others miserable. Now, there are times that I have unwavering doubt and I say, it's going to work. I'm going to do it. And I stumble. And then people laugh. You said you was going to do it. You failed. Ha, ha, ha. They love to see somebody that doesn't doubt themselves falter and fail. People love that. They love to see you stumble. But you know what I've learned? You know, it used to stop me. Well, somebody will laugh at me. If I say I'm going to do it and I fail, they'll laugh at me. I'd rather that scenario happen than the one where I don't ever go for anything, don't ever try anything, doubt myself. I'd rather that scenario. I'd rather you just make fun of me for me saying, I go there. I go there. See that goal over there? I go there. And you can't stop me. You don't believe I'll do it? Hide and watch. Got another caller. I'm going to pick up the call in just a second. It's funny. Sasha and I got an email last night. I didn't know if it was good or bad.
I didn't know if it was a good or bad one.
I didn't know.
Sometimes it's a good one. Sometimes it's a bad one. I said, what? Read it to me. She says, you don't want to hear this one. I said, I do. I want to hear it. So she's reading the email to me, and it says, been with you for 10 years, or been following you for 10 years off and on. I remember when you had 9 weight loss centers, and all of them went under. And now you look and sound desperate. You'll never succeed. This will fail. Your book will fail. You will fail. And I thought, wow. So I said, some people just mean, ain't they? They are. They mean. You will fail. Well, you know what I got? I got a message. I sent back a nice reply. We did. A real sweet reply. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And we're here for you if we can help you. But what I really wanted to reply was, well, thank you. You just put more fuel in my tank. Hide and watch me. Watch what happens. Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hello. How are you? Who's with us today? Can you hear me? Hello? Are you there? Guess we lost them. Guess we lost them. Call back. If you can hear me, give us a call back. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to call in, you got questions, 929-477-1287. 929-477-1287. Give us a call today. We're talking about banishing doubt, stopping procrastination, and going for your best body, not in 2019. But now, when is the right time to do the right thing? Right now. All right, we've got about 27 more minutes left in the broadcast. You still have time to call in. Ask questions. Happy to answer your questions or just give a praise report. We'll just bless the name of the Lord together. Another quote here. I want you to think about this. It's a short one. Oliver Wendell Holmes. When in doubt, do it. When in doubt, do it. A lot of these emails I was talking about earlier, they talk about doubt, but they also talk about fear. I think doubt and fear go hand in hand. Doubt and fear go hand in hand. Fear is I love the acronym. Fear, false evidence appearing real. You know, most of the things that we fear and worry about, they never happen, and even if they do, they're not so bad. I like that Rocky movie, Rocky III. He's getting hit, Clubber Lang's hitting him. It's the second fight. You know, in the first fight, Clubber Lang knocked Rocky out. Second fight, he trained. He had passion, renewed strength. He had trained hard. He gets in the ring, and Clubber Lang is hitting him, and it looks like he's going to beat Rocky again. And Rocky goes, ain't so bad, ain't so bad, ain't so bad, ain't nothing. See, it's all in our mind. This weight loss thing, being 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 200 pounds, 300 pounds overweight, ain't so bad, ain't so bad, ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. It's nothing, y'all. It's really nothing. What does the Bible say about mountains? It might look mountainous to you. You know, when you were a little kid, everything looked bigger than it is. You see those same things that you seen when you were a little kid, none of them look so big because you're an adult now. That's the way being overweight is to me now. Somebody will tell me, Chaps, I don't know if I can do it. I got 160 to lose. Ain't so bad, ain't so bad, ain't nothing. You got to get fired up, baby. You got to get fired up. You got to believe in yourself. You got to be like, this ain't so bad. With the passage of time, I'm going to do this, and with the passage of time, I'm going to wind up exactly where I want to be. I can either do this or not, because time's going to pass regardless, y'all. The next 5-6 weeks, it's going to pass whether you're doing this or not. You can keep letting this bully beat you up, or you can finally beat the bully up. You can become the bully, not food. Food ain't the bully of you. Listen, you got a system. You got a plan. We got one for you that you can eat anything that you want to eat. You can eat as much of it as you want to eat on certain days. You get to pick the days. I don't know a better lifestyle. I hope somebody's getting excited about the lifestyle. It doesn't get any better than that, that you've got a weight problem. And the foods that created the weight problem. You know, one of the foods that I like, I kept the Nabisco in business for a long time with them Oreos. Boy, they come out with them double-stuffed Oreos and put them in a glass of milk. And I'd watch that sucker float there, that Oreo. That sucker would float, boy. It'd float there. It float. It's still, I just get giddy about Oreos still to this day, man. I love Oreos. I'd put them in my milk, and I'd watch that sucker float. And then I'd keep my eyes on it. I wasn't going to let it sink. But when it was almost sunk, like the Titanic, you know how it does. Like the Titanic movie, the Oreo, the edge of the Oreo. Y'all, I'm getting excited. The edge of the Oreo starts kind of coming up, kind of like that Titanic boat did, and it's about to go down. It's going to go down. I grab it. Woo, grab it. Right before the Oreo sinks and becomes crumbles. I like it when it's still together, but it's mushy in my mouth. Yeah, it shoots my blood sugar through the roof. My pancreas secretes the fat bus, and I got a problem. In the old days, do you know I used to – I used to, I don't want to eat one or two. I'd eat two columns of them things, boy. I'd eat two columns of them. See, I can still do that today. I can still do it. I had a weight problem, and the thing that caused it, I can still do it. I can still do it. When I'm trying to lose weight, I can do it 6 days a month. When I'm in maintenance, I can do it 12 days a month. But all my other days have to be perfect. Time will go by a lot faster as you're reaching your goal if you'll enjoy this the way I do. Do y'all not hear the joy I have about it? I enjoy it. Y'all, it takes so long to lose weight. That's because you ain't enjoying the process. If you'll find a process that you enjoy, it won't be anything. It will be easy. Hello. Who do we have with us today?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Travis.
Yeah.
It's Vicki Davis.
Hey, Vicki, how you doing, my friend?
I'm wonderful. So good to hear your voice on a day when I really needed to hear it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I need to hear yours, too.
Well, God bless y'all. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone and Merry Christmas. But I just want to tell you, this is my year, and I'm still going to lose 10 more pounds. I'm up right now from my 40-pound loss. But hearing this today has just gotten in my spirit, and I'm so fired up. And my birthday is December 13th. And then we have January 1st as the ultimate deadline, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to lose 10 more for a total of 50 in 2018, take back my life even more, and hopefully encourage some others. In the meantime, my son and his wife have been on the plan for a month. My son lost 25.2 pounds in 1 month. So
wow.
He was 30 years old yesterday, and he was so excited about his being 30 and having achieved that the month before his birthday. So
wow.
Just wanted to share that and tell you thank you for the plan. Thank you for all you and your staff and your family do for us to keep us where we need to go forward spiritually, emotionally, and, of course, ultimately physically, because they're all tied in together as you teach us. And just wanted to say hey.
Vicki, I'm so glad you called, and I want to commend you because I know you sound like a mother. You've got a mother's heart. You lost that 40
pounds. I got a grandmama's heart now.
Grandmama's heart. You're setting a good example for everybody. You lost 40, but I guarantee you that your son losing 25.2 in 1 month, you're as excited about it as you were your own success.
I am more excited because I felt so guilty that I had contributed to his poor habits growing up. And he has a natural propensity to be overweight. But we know we all can overcome whatever we were dealt at birth. We just have to fight harder for it maybe. But he did it effortlessly. And he was out off the plan for 10 days. And he counted his steps and he watched what he ate because he was traveling with business. He's in a new transitional time in his life. He did not gain any weight. because his body is accustomed to efficient fat burning, because he was mindful about his choices, even though he wasn't perfect. So it can be done. We can do this. We can do some before 2019 and start out a new year not feeling guilt and shame and pity and regret. This will be the first year in 25 years when I go into January that I have not looked back and said, why didn't I do it that year? Why did I let that year go through my fingers again and come into another year feeling defeated, hopeless, helpless? You know all the negativity that we let creep into our feeble minds. So anyway, I'm not going to preach anymore. I wanted to say hey because I heard your voice. I'm so glad I got my text while I was in the Publix. And I
I'm
ran
so
to
glad.
My car, and here we are.
I'm so glad you called in. I really am, Vicki. You've blessed Sasha and me and our Shibboleth family in ways you don't know. You know, you really have.
Well, y'all blessed me in ways you don't know. When I got to meet some of the folks there at the gathering in October when you were in town, I was so excited to connect with everybody face-to-face, and we really have developed some strong ties. We continue to encourage and lift each other up in prayer and on Facebook. So anybody that's struggling today, whatever happened over Thanksgiving is in the past. Let's learn from it. Let's apply it to what we already know and what we already know we can do, and let's do it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, thank you. I'm fired up. Let's do it, girl.
Thanks for
calling. I wish
I could just have
a
word with those people. I just want to have one word with those people that sent that email, that ugly email.
we get quite a few of those, but we get a lot more good, too. So.
Yes, I know we do. We have to focus on those. Okay, enough from me. God bless y'all. I hope to see somebody soon in the group. And y'all keep pulling me along, and I'll try to pull y'all along and push y'all along, and we're going to make it. We're going to go into 2019 better than we came into 2018.
Absolutely. Congratulations on
Bless
the success,
you.
Sis.
Thank you, dear. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Man, that's awesome. I'm liking this. I like hearing from y'all. Puts wind in my sails. It does. It's good to connect with people, isn't it? It's really good. Faith and doubt. In case of doubt, decide in favor of what is correct. Karl Kraus. In case of doubt, decide in favor of what is correct. So we said fear. Fear lends itself to doubt. Doubt lends itself to fear. False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. I kept digressing about those freaking Oreos earlier. I love Oreos. But it can't have them every day. We'll get back to that in a minute, too. You've got to do what the Bible says. If you want to get rid of fear and doubt, you must replace fear and doubt with something. Fear and doubt will always come back. When you remove fear and doubt, you don't realize fear and doubt are miserable comforters, but they're a comfort to you. Your fear and your doubt are a comfort to you, but they're miserable comforters. When you get rid of them, now you're an empty vessel, you'll soon return to fear and doubt, unless you can replace the fear and doubt, unless you can replace that void. Replace it with love. The Bible says that love casts out fear. So if we replace fear and doubt with love, what do you love? Why are you doing this? Who do you love? What do you love? What do you want your life to look like in the future? Then you got to love. You got to love that. You've got to want that so bad. That healthy, the healthy children, the healthy grandkids. You won't have that if you're not setting a good example for them, by the way. You first have to take care of your own self. And then when you take care of your own self and you're living a life that other people want and want to be a part of, they'll want to do what you're doing. If your life permeates love and achievement, and energy and enthusiasm, other people are going to want that. It may take time if you were like me and you live like Eeyore for 30 years. Then when I decided I'm going to be Tigger, people didn't take to that too quickly. This is not our Travis. Travis is Eeyore. He's Eeyore. I'm okay. It's not too good. You know, then all of a sudden I'm like, it's great. It's awesome. They're like, where did Travis go? We're not comfortable with this new Travis. So you got to give it time. I had to give it a lot of time. It's like the Apostle Paul. Remember that? He had a Saul to Paul conversion. He was going to kill Christians, going to persecute them. On his way to Damascus, you know the story. God got hold of him. Scales fell from his eyes. He became Paul. He had an overnight conversion. It seemed like an overnight conversion. Saul to Paul. Boom, new name. And he goes, he says, now I'm going to be for the church, not against the church. And people said in the beginning, no, we know who you are. You're the one that persecutes our people. And I'm summarizing, but Paul didn't try to give much explanation. He just said, yeah, but I was on my way to Damascus and some things changed. And now I'm Paul. I'm here to support. I'm here to uplift. I'm here to preach. It took time, but some time of living that lifestyle, that Christian lifestyle, then the brothers and sisters began to accept him. It's that way for you too. I hear from people, I'm all over the place right now, but I hear from people, Travis, I lost weight, but it seems that nobody, you know, they don't love me the same. They don't. Well, you're different. You're different. There's a pot in every relationship. I'm digressing. Maybe this is where the Lord wants me to take it. In every relationship, mine and Sasha's, yours, your husband's, your mom, your dad, all these brothers, sisters, in every relationship, there's a power struggle. And that power, who's got the power in the relationship, becomes defined. It does. Whether you'll have this or not, it becomes defined. And this is the way it is. I had a friend one time. He was an alpha personality. And I was more of a, you know, I sit in the back seat. I'm fine with that. Just want to be around my friend. But when things started changing in my life, and I became a speaker, and I'm not speaking to 10 anymore, not 20 anymore, but thousands a week in some capacity. Things change. More's required of me. I'm changing. My friend did not like that. I had to go get new friends that didn't know old Travis because my friend didn't like that. I still loved him. I still liked him. But he didn't like it because the power was defined in that relationship, and things were changing. I was becoming somebody different. And the long of it, the short of it was we couldn't be friends anymore. Now, it works a little different if you're living with somebody, if it's your spouse. You may have to work a lot harder than I work to show that person that even though you're changing, you're becoming a more energetic, more fiery, more alive, healthier, more well person, you might have to spend more time ensuring them that you still feel the same about them and that, in fact, these changes that you're making are going to enhance their life. Because, see, if you feel good, the more capacity that one has to love themselves and respect themselves, the more capacity they have to love and respect others. So, I don't know why I went there, but I did. So, there's people that literally, I don't start this because I'm afraid. I'm afraid every time I start this, my spouse gets mad at me or this, that, and other. It says, one woman told me, said, my husband said that he's gonna lose me if I lose weight, that he'll lose me because he's overweight too, and he's going to lose me. And we had a very candid conversation. And I said, well, you got to think this through, sis. I think all that is ridiculous. Both of you, I think you're both ridiculous. That's how I talk. When one-on-one, you can get away with more if ain't nobody listening. Because people know the truth. The truth will set you free, but it'll piss you off at first. And I said, I think that's ridiculous. But, I, you know, whatever makes you happy, I said, I don't know if you ask, if you're just telling me you don't, you're not going to lose weight and you just because your husband's afraid that he's going to lose you and he's not ready to do it, then what you have to do is embrace the lifestyle that y'all have. Y'all love food. You're going to eat 3 columns of Oreos. You love it. You enjoy it. It ain't a problem for him. Apparently, it's not a problem for you. You don't. He's fearing that he's going to lose you if you lose weight, and he's telling you, "I'm not going to lose weight." And this bothers me because you're going to want somebody else if you lose weight. I said, "So what you need to do is just embrace eating, embrace it, enjoy it. Sure, you'll have to deal with the unintended consequences of your actions. You'll have to go on some prescriptions and things like that. You may not have very much energy, but if sitting in the recliner, sitting on the couch and watching Hee Haw reruns or whatever you do, if that works for you, it makes me happy for you. But her thing was, it don't make me happy. I want to lose weight. I want to feel better, but he won't come with me. Well, I can't make him go with you. I said, what he needs to do is get up off his lazy end and start fearing losing you enough. Maybe if he fears losing you enough, he'll get up off his end and get busy. But my point here is when you start changing for the better, you might have to work extra hard to reinforce to that person that this is not only making your life better, but is going to make their life better. See, when Sasha's happy, I'm happy. When I'm happy, she's happy. When I'm miserable, she can be happy, but I steal her joy. When she's miserable, I might be happy, but it steals my joy. See, the better I feel about myself, the better she's going to feel about me. It just works that way.
We're all over the place, and I don't know why. You just got to go where you got to go with it. But get rid of doubt. It's causing you to procrastinate. This plan will work. It's simple. It's easy. You can eat all the things that you've always eaten that got you in trouble as much as you want to 6 days a month. And then when you reach maintenance, 12 days a month. But all of the other days, you got to follow the easy to learn and to act out Shibboleth Shield. Need to come to class, learn how to do it. Like Vicky, like Wendy. Vicky, Wendy, thanks for calling in today. Can't do this every broadcast. Just can't do it every broadcast. But I'm going to make sure that we send y'all a T-shirt. Okay, I'll get those out to you this week. Thanks for calling in. I'm sure both of you helped some folks today. And I want to send you a T-shirt. So I'll get one of my team members to reach out to you, see if we got your size in stock, because y'all are getting skinny. It ain't going to be long before y'all get so skinny you got to jump around in the shower to get wet. So we better have the right size, huh? So we'll reach out to you this week and get those to you. Thanks for calling in, making the show. Look, if you want to know more about Shibboleth, the Shibboleth lifestyle, I know we're the weight loss and wellness lifestyle with the crazy, silly name. I know. We don't have enough time. I got 6 minutes left. We don't have enough time. Or I would go over why we're called Shibboleth. Shibboleth is the right pronunciation, just in case I got some Bible folks out there. I know that. Shibboleth. You don't have to email me. I like to say Shibboleth. Pronounce it how I want to. It's my word. That's the whole meaning of the word Shibboleth, by the way. It's just code for a group of people. But anyway, we got the crazy name, but we got the safest, most effective lifestyle that there is. And if you'll have perfect days, except for on what we call those holidays that we give you, perfect days are easy to have on our program, you'll lose the weight. And if you keep following the program, you'll keep the weight off. If you don't, and you go back to your old eating habits, you'll put the weight back on. So you got to make sure that whatever lifestyle that you choose, that is practical, that it's sustainable, and that it's a lot of fun. And I think ours is. Our people make it fun. So you got to adopt something that you can do. Everything you need
to eat comes from your local grocery store. I don't care if you have a king's budget, you can do the program. You can eat lobster every day, right? Lobster and steak. I don't care if you're a pauper, you can do it, because we'll even teach you how to eat fried turkey spam and lose weight. It's all about food combinations. It's all about getting your internal hormones under control, especially insulin, getting those under control so that you can set yourself up to efficiently lose body fat twice as fast as someone can with just calorie-restricted eating. It's easy. It's fun. You're supported by caring individuals who have been where you're at and have been successful, or have been where you're at and are on their journey too, but know the program. So come go with us. We'll do you good. We're running a special right now, and we also are offering 5 free bonuses. You'd like to read about those 5 free bonuses, you can save up actually 75 up to 90% off through Cyber Monday. 75% up to 90% off through Cyber Monday. We got that cleared Thursday from our web development team, and they're going to let us run that through Cyber Monday at 11:59 p.m., but time is running out. If you want the 5 free bonuses and the all-access program, everything that anybody would ever possibly need to lose weight and keep it off, if you want that, then go to WLMinistry.com. WL stands for weight loss ministry, but it's www.WLMinistry.com. WLMinistry.com. That'll show you, that'll go over what you're getting, plus your 5 free bonuses, unrestricted access to our website, one-on-one support when needed. Whatever you need, we're here to help you. We're a ministry first and foremost. That's why we're charging $50 for a year right now, instead of, like many of the programs out there, hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year plus food. We don't do that. So come go with us. Let us do you good. Let's close on Doubting Thomas. We want to talk about Doubting Thomas as we close. We've got 2 minutes left. Thomas doubted till he seen Jesus, and Jesus said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." What I hope today is, if you're unsatisfied with your appearance, unsatisfied with your health, I hope that you'll stop the disbelief. Don't believe in me. Don't believe in this program. But believe in what Jesus said. Jesus said you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. He'll strengthen you. The Bible says cast all your care upon him. The Bible says come now, reason with God. Though your sins be as scarlet, he'll make them white as snow. So what you can do today is, if you're struggling with weight loss and food addiction, you can put your head down, raise your holy hands up in the air, and say, my Lord and my God, here am I. Help me change my mind. Help me change my behaviors. Point me in the direction of the right program for me. Is it Weight Watchers? Is it Shibboleth? Is it Jenny Craig? Is it Nutrisystem? Just point me in that direction, Lord, and I'm coming. I'm coming to you, Lord. I'm coming home. I'm going to live my highest and best self in 2019. Go sign up now. The rest of the year is free. We'll all get started together January 1st, 2019. God bless and have a good day.